Hello, everyone. It's Thursday, September 25th, 2014. It is 11 o'clock in the morning. My name is Shanti. You're listening to KPCRadio.com. This is not just some boring talk show. A show for young adults and the adults young at heart, bringing you the real, the unreal, and the motivation to go out and do something great. We've got funny, we've got inspirational, and we've got talented. With us today is a young man named Juan Reyes with a remarkable talent. He's a muralist. Say hello to our listeners, Juan.
Hello, everybody.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I don't know about all of our listeners, but it's a pretty good day in Southern California. So, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Pacoima.
In Pacoima?
Yeah.
Your whole life?
Yeah, my whole life. I grew up in Pacoima, right there. I moved a couple times, but I'm staying right now right there in the San Fernando Gardens in Pacoima.
Okay. And did you grow up with both parents?
Yeah, I'm blessed because I have my both parents with me.
That is a blessing. And do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I have an older sister. She's 1 year older than me. And I have two younger brothers, which one's my little brother and one's my little sister. One's 13 and the other one's 6 years old.
Okay. And what do your parents do for a living?
My mom, she stays in and cleans the house and, you know, just gets the food ready and everything. And my dad, he does wood flooring.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's into that.
Alrighty. And how old are you?
I'm 20 years old.
20.
Yeah. Alrighty.
So are you in school?
Yeah, I am attending right now Los Angeles Valley College.
Okay.
Yeah, it's my second year right now. About to be my second year. I'm taking two math classes right now.
Okay. And what is your intended major?
My intended major is architecture.
And what do you plan on doing with that?
After I finish my general eds at Valley College, I will be transferring to Cal Poly Pomona and obtain my bachelor's degree in architecture and go on from there.
Okay. So I know you grew up in Pacoima, and it's not that great of a neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Better than others, but it's not that safe. I can attest to that.
Mm-hmm.
But did you find yourself getting kind of sucked in into the lifestyle of the people that live in that area?
At some point, as I was growing up, I actually was getting sucked in and more sucked in, you know, and my parents just made me realize it, you know. They just kept going back and forth with me, just telling me that I need to just better myself. And at some point, I would just see my parents struggle, you know, my dad especially, just working every day, bringing the food in. He's just the only one that provides for us, so I just ended up learning from there instead of getting sucked into being a product of my environment. You know, I started being my own self, you know, so that's what I intend to do, you know, just bring the youth along, you know, and just with my talent, with my art, you know, just create something better that's better for our youth, for our future.
That's really great. It's really inspirational. Like how it's... A lot of people don't make it out. Like, if they live around gang members, sometimes they get sucked in and they don't. They die young and have a lot of bad things happen.
Yeah, I've fortunately seen a lot of my friends pass away. A lot of my friends are actually in jail doing life. So, you know, I learned from that, you know. I learned from those, from what I see, from what my eyes see, and just try to better myself or not get caught up in that same lifestyle.
Okay. And so how old were you when you... realize that you like to draw?
I used to always like to draw, but then after I started getting in trouble with the law a couple of times, actually a lot of times, and my parents used to always try to be on my butt, you know, just trying to always push me. And then they would actually, at some point, they told me to leave that art thing alone, you know, that I wasn't going to really do much, but just to get caught up with it and, you know, go to jail and get some tickets. And there was a point that my mom used to say that we should just live at the court, you know, because we would never come out of there. So, yeah, I just started, you know, realizing from that point on, you know, that I needed to do something better than that, you know. So I'm glad that I got set on the right path and I met a lot of good people along the way, you know. So they actually helped me start my own murals and, you know, just help me get through as well, you know.
Right. So your parents supported you 100% all the way, all the time?
Not all the way and not all the time. Because at some point they used to think that I wasn't going to amount to not doing nothing with art. They said that was not going to pay. And they told me that that I should just kind of look for something else, you know. But I used to, it was just in me, you know. I grew up with that. It was just in my genes. Mm-hmm. So I just started, I kept doing it. And then I started seeing that if you could do it legally and you get money for it, you know, then maybe you could do something out of it, you know. And I started growing bigger. I started doing my things. And then my parents started seeing that I was bringing money to the table. And they started seeing that I got a car. So they started respecting more and more of my drawings, you know. But my mom was always my mom used to always know that I knew how to draw, you know, because I think she knew how to draw. She used to tell me that when she was small, she used to know how to draw. She won a couple art contests. So I feel that I inherited that from her, you know.
Right. I get you. It's in the blood.
Yeah.
Like when artists, really famous, really talented people have kids, most of the time their kids come out talented as well.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's
a
blessing that she saw her in you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And I'm glad that you took something that you like to do and made your life productive, and you didn't let yourself get sucked in.
Yeah, it's hard actually. I've been through a lot of stuff right there. I actually got shot right there. So I just took that experience, you know, and turned it into a positive experience. You know, I learned from it. I grew from it. And, you know, it just made me a better person and made me open my eyes into what's really important in my life and what's not, you know. And, you know, it just shows you who your true friends come at that point, you know, because only true friends will stay with you through the bats, you know. So I learned from that, you know. So, yeah, that was pretty much it.
Yeah, that I'm happy for you. And me and Juan, we know each other, know of each other, and we speak to each other when we see each other. We went to high school together, yeah. And I tell him every time I see him, I'm really proud of you because I saw personally what he was doing when we were in high school. But I always see him with this little black book he would draw in, and yeah. I already knew. I'm like, he's going to do something with art. I knew it. And every time I see him now, 2 years after high school, it's like I'm really, really proud of you.
Yeah,
I saw him, I was driving by and I saw him in his wheelchair after he got shot, painting on the wall. And I'm like, wow, that's dedication.
Yeah.
He's outside in the hot.
Yeah, it was actually really hot that day, you know, but that just shows that even though if I'm in a wheelchair, even though the circumstances are bad, you know, I'm going to still get up and do my art because that's my passion, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's my passion. And then it's not something that it's artificial, which you can never get nothing. You know, you never get too much of it, you know. You always want more and more and more, you know. But I'm just glad I'm focused and doing my art, you know. And I'm pretty sure that you could change a lot of people's mind and people's heart, you know, with just the way they look at things.
Right, I agree with you. So, how old were you, or when did you create your first mural? Like when you worked on your first mural on the side of a building?
Actually, like 2 years ago, you know, but it wasn't nothing big. It was just inside an office. You know, I drew in my friend's office. He gave me an opportunity, and I took advantage of it. And I drew what I wanted to draw, and actually came out really nice. You know, he liked it, and he knew that I had something in me, you know, so that I could draw. You know, so he started inviting people to his office. You know, he started getting more people, and from there, I started getting more jobs, you know. So I'm thankful that he put me out there, you know. So his name is Ben. He works for YPI, mm-hmm, as well, you know. So shout out to Ben.
Right.
And so I did a mural right there in his office. So it came out really nice. And then people from then on, people started hitting me up and, you know, trying to make me paint the walls and as well, you know. But you just have to go out there and show people that you could draw, right? So just the first stages are pretty tough, you know, because people don't actually know what you got, you know, until you show them your work starts speaking for itself. So then after people, you know, it gets much easier.
Yeah, I understand. And on this is not just some boring talk show, and there is now an Instagram for the show. It's the acronym NJSBTS, not just some boring talk show. And there's actually one picture at the moment of one of Juan Reyes's murals, and it's like an Aztec thing.
Yeah.
Can you explain about the
mural? This mural is located actually in front of San Fernando High School. I went to San Fernando High School. I graduated from there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's located in front. At that time when I was right there, it was just an empty lot. You know, there was nothing right there. And I guess this nonprofit organization came and took everything down and built a park right there. You know, so there's a park right there. People go to do, people go exercise. People go to go chill right there. So, and then there was a big wall right there. So one of my friends, her name is Christy. She's a muralist as well. She actually got the job, and it was two big walls. It was like about 60 feet long, and she told me if I wanted to maybe do something in the other wall, right? Mm-hmm. So I pretty much said yeah, because I love to paint. So I went out there, and we both thought that it would be good that it would put something that just represents our heritage, you know, because we are Latinos, you know, so we come from Aztec people, right? So right. We put that up there that just represents our roots, you know, because people forget what they come from, right? Now with all this technology and everything, the people don't know who they are, you know, so we just put that just to know our roots. And I drew Pedro Infante, which was a Mexican icon. He was a singer, so a lot of people looked up to him, right? Because he did grow up poor, but, you know, with his talent, he came up and did something great, you know, in life. And a lot of people look at that, you know, and just take that as an inspiration and take it further.
Right, just like you.
Yeah, just like me.
Alrighty, so when you're painting on the walls, what kind of paint do you use?
I use acrylic paint or house paint, you know, and yeah, just pretty much any paint, and except for oil-based paint, you know, so that kind of gets dried up too fast and you can't combine the colors too much. So what I use is just regular house paint, you know, but that is appropriate for the outside, though.
Okay, right. And so you said oil-based paint gives you restrictions and it's not easy to work with?
In the sun, it gets dried up really, really, really fast, you know, so at some point when you try to blend some colors, it gets stuck in between, you know, so it doesn't come out as great, you know?
Right. I understand that. And so I know you do art on canvases, and mm-hmm. What kind of paint do you use on the canvases?
Oh, I have acrylic paint. I have little acrylic bottles that I buy at Michael's, okay. Like Folk Art. A brand is called Folk Art, and then Applebee's or something like that. But, yeah, they're not that expensive, but, yeah, that's what I use for canvas.
Okay, and you can get, what is it, the brand Folk Art?
Yeah, Folk Art.
Okay, at Michael's?
Yeah.
And how much is one bottle?
It's about $2.
Oh, it's not bad.
Yeah, but it's a small container, so.
Right. And that's about, 3 inches high?
Yeah,
long?
About 3 inches long.
Okay, and does it last you a long time?
It actually does.
Oh, that's not bad. So if you're interested in doing canvas art, you can go to Michael's and get you some Folk Art acrylic paint and get to work. So can you walk us through the process of creating a mural?
Okay, so first you have to get permission from the owner, right? You first go ask and you get permission from the owner. Then if he likes it, then you start taking off all of the paint from the wall, which is just the old paint that comes off, you know, with the sun. It starts sticking out, and you're able to just crack it open. So we start prepping everything up. We start sanding the wall. And then once it's clean, we do a coat of primer. You know, and so the primer sticks to the wall. And at this point, we just let the primer sit, and then we grid the wall. So we get the pictures that we're going to draw, and we grid it based on the measurements of the wall, right? So say a 1 inch on the paper is 1 foot on the wall. So that's how we follow it, right? Mm-hmm. And then after that, you just go ahead and start painting. You start choosing the colors you want to paint, and you start hitting it. But you have to be just real careful, because then it starts getting real messy. You know, people start spilling paint, or, you know, water starts dropping, you know, and then you get some on your shirt. So if you want to come paint, you know, so you wear some clothes that's appropriate. You don't mind getting it dirty.
Right. And when you're painting on the wall, is it easy to fix mistakes, or is it really difficult?
No, it's actually easy to fix mistakes because it's paint, you know, so paint goes over paint,
right.
You know, but if it's black paint, it's a little tougher, you know. If you want to cover it up, you have to probably give 2 coats of it, but it's not that hard. It's, I may say it because I've been doing it for a long time, you know, but yeah, it's no problem just fixing the mistakes.
Right, and with the, and I understand you just explained the process to us, but what materials do you need, like? Ladders and anything like that?
Yeah, you actually would need some tarps. You actually would need some rags, some brushes, some rollers, some frames, some ladders. Maybe you need a scaffold. You need you need a string to make sure that you need some rulers, you know. So you need a lot of stuff actually, you know. And people don't actually see that. People just think that you just go out there with your paint and your brushes and you start painting. But it's actually a lot of stuff you need to buy to get the mural ready, you know.
Right, and I hear you said something about grids, and it sounds like you have to use math when you paint.
Yeah, you actually do have to use math, and that's the tricky part because a lot of people don't know that, right? So, say like you have a wall that's 5 feet, you know, and 5 feet by 5 feet. So you start. So you get a paper, right, and you measure it to 5 inches by 5 inches, you know. So and then you just create your lines, vertical lines and horizontal lines, and then it's like a puzzle. So your picture's not like a puzzle. So you just follow what you see on the original picture on the paper, you know.
Right, that's interesting. Sounds like you got all of this together.
Yeah, through the years you just pick it up. You know, it's not just that you actually think about it. You know, it's just like a reaction that you do. You know, like a reflection.
Mhm. And do you think that being a muralist and knowing all these things, you do have to use math? Do you think you need to go to school for that?
I don't think you have to go to school because I don't go to school for art. You know, that's just my hobby. I do that because I like it. You know, I go to school because I'm trying to be an architect. We're trying to get my bachelor's in architecture, you know. So I think if you just have a passion for it, you know, you will do anything that just to get the job done, you know.
Right. So it's safe to say that you resorted to art just to keep your time occupied and not be out in the streets and...
Actually, it has saved me from a lot of, you know, bad steps, you know. So, because when I'm painting, a lot of people that I hang around with are in the street, you know, at night, you know, and it's tough out there, you know. Sometimes you're at the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong people, and things go bad, you know.
Yeah, I completely understand. So you say you paint at night?
No, I don't paint. I paint any spare time that I get, you know.
Okay.
So yeah, but it has kept me from a lot of trouble.
Okay, I was gonna say, how is that? If you're painting at night, do you need some specific type of lighting or?
No, when I paint at night, I paint on paper in my house. You know, just some drawings that I do. You know, I finish my homework and I just start painting after.
Your homework from your 2 math classes you have at Los Angeles Valley College.
Yeah, it's a lot of time that you have to put in those classes.
Yeah. So the brushes, do you use a specific brand of brushes?
No, I don't actually. I just use the ones that they sell at Home Depot. They're not that expensive. They're like $2-3 each, you know. But yeah, you could actually do really cool stuff with them.
Okay. And you do have your portfolio, right?
Yes, I do have my portfolio.
Okay. I'm going to try to explain some of the beautiful pictures you have to our listeners. I'll post these on our Instagram as well. Our Instagram's name is the acronym to Not Just Some Boring Talk Show. So it's NJSBTS. And you can just follow us. We'll follow you back, I promise. And
you can follow me at JP Murals if you want to see my art. You want to keep updated with what I'm doing. You want to come out and help me paint as well. You can follow me and I will be posting all the information you need right there. So you can come and help me out as well.
Right, so it was JP Murals?
JP Murals.
Okay, so follow him, guys. And in his portfolio, there's a painting of what looks like an African safari. We see the sun setting. We see a tree with a lot of branches. It's a wide tree. It looks like a family tree, kind of. And there's an elephant and a lion?
Yeah, it's like a lion far away.
And those are like...
Birds.
Birds, yes, they're birds. And all these animals in the trees I just explained to you are all black. Use black paint for those?
Yeah, that's like a silhouette.
So we see a silhouette of all the animals.
Yeah.
And what is focused in the picture is the sunset, and it's a really big, bright yellow sun.
Mm-hmm.
But I see you use white in it.
Yeah.
And the sunset is giving off a yellowish, orangish, reddish kind of color.
Yeah.
And it looks really, really great. I'll post it up on the Instagram so you can go look at it. And at the top of it, it says, believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself.
Yes.
Exactly. And that's the whole point of that mural.
And you believed in yourself.
Yeah. And it's tough, you know, but if you really do believe in yourself, you could achieve anything you want, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I see that you did a mural at Sylmar High School?
McClay Middle School.
Okay, at McClay Middle School. And this is there is a mural of Cesar Chavez, Nelson Mandela, and Mahatma Gandhi.
Yes.
And in this mural, it's their faces. They're actually really nice portraits.
Mural is actually 30 feet long. And I did three portraits. It's Nelson Mandela, Gandhi, and Cesar Chavez. And on the side it says educate, change, and inspire. And those are just keywords that represent each icon, you know, which they did a lot of great stuff for the people. And this mural is titled For the People. So, you know, they're just people that help out people, you know, and that's what we should do, you know, at this point.
Right, right. And so you did a portrait of the Lady Liberty, the Statue of Liberty, and she's actually really beautiful. It's kind of a side portrait.
Mm-hmm.
And this is on Van Nuys and Bradley.
Yeah, my buddy actually did this one. Levi Ponce, he did the Statue of Liberty. And just a collection of artists came along and actually filled in the rest, you know, which there was artists from, I think, Chicago that actually came and drew some elephants on the side.
Oh, wow.
And then just people from around Pacoma that like to paint came and started filling everything on the side as well, you know.
Right.
But it's an agenda that is followed, so people get assigned to what they're going to go paint.
Mm-hmm. So it was basically a collaborative thing. A bunch of people came together and made Levi Ponce's art come to life.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the whole point of a mural, you know, that it brings people from different classes, different race, different everything, you know. So it brings them together and makes them, you know, just be close and work with each other, you mm-hmm. know, in this project.
Right. And there's my personal favorite portrait in this portfolio is a mural of Michael Jackson. And he's wearing a leather jacket and his hair is like wavy, looks kind of wet. And he has just this look in his eye and it's just so realistic. Can you tell us about this piece of Michael Jackson?
Yeah, this is my buddy's as well, Levi Ponce's. This one's not located at the North Hollywood Arts District. And next to that is actually a big painting of Jimi Hendrix as well. So this is Michael Jackson, and I actually don't know why he painted it, but yeah, I went out there and did a little bit of my contribution out there. So yeah, just to show him support, you know, and for us to get the mural done.
Right, and there's a photograph in your portfolio of you and actor Danny Trejo. Can you tell us about this photo?
Yeah, I actually did a fundraiser, which was a couple of weeks ago. I did a fundraiser because I was raising money to do a mural that's right there in front of the projects. And I actually got a lot of paintings right there. And one of my friends, actually, his dad is close with them. So he called them up and he actually showed up. You know, he showed a lot of support. He came, he took pictures, he bought some food. And he actually bought me a painting that I actually really liked, you know. So mm-hmm. I was proud that he bought that one, you know.
Yeah, so Danny Trejo is the actor from the movie Machete?
Yeah, Machete. Exactly.
Machete, okay.
Yeah. And he actually grew up in Pacoima as well.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You know, so he's an inspiration to people that come from there, you know, from that area.
Right. Yeah, I have he signed my softball jersey.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. I played softball at the Pacoima Park across the street from mm-hmm. the San Fernando Gardens, and he was there at one of our games and I took off my jersey and I'm like, mm-hmm. Can you sign it?
Yeah, he's not afraid to actually, you know, come down and interact with the people. You
mm-hmm.
know, a lot of people actually don't even want to associate with you know, other people, you know, that come from
right.
where we come from.
Right. Alrighty. So it's been great sitting here talking to you. Listeners, go follow Juan Reyes at JP Murals on Instagram. You can follow our talk show. It's just the acronym for Not Just Some Boring Talk Show. I'll follow you back. And you've listening to KPC Radio. This is Not Just Some Boring Talk Show. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Bye.